From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting 81 days until the U.S. presidential election. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton met with law enforcement leaders in New York City Thursday, joining with chiefs of police days after Republican Donald Trump accused her of being against the police.
We have to be clear-eyed about the challenges we face. We can't ignore them, and certainly we must not inflame them. We need to work together to bridge our divides, not stoke even more divisiveness.
Clinton says the nation needs to work together to repair the bonds of trust and respect between police officers and communities and not stoke more division. For the first time, Republican Donald Trump says he regrets some of his most heated campaign statements.
And believe it or not, I regret it.
Trump is reading from prepared marks using a teleprompter instead of his usually off-the-cuff rally style after reshaping his campaign team. Brazilian police said Thursday that swimmer Ryan Lochte and three U.S. teammates were not robbed after a night of partying, and the intoxicated athletes instead vandalized a gas station bathroom and were questioned by armed guards before they paid for the damage and left. Despite the ire of police, though, Rio game organizers defended the swimmers, insisting that it was just innocent. Rio 2016 spokesman Mario Andrada.
You know, let's give these kids a break. You know, sometimes you take actions that you later regret.
It's not clear whether the athletes will be formally charged. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed with gains on Thursday. The Dow gained 23 points. You're listening to VOA News.